Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:10 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 22nd. Now, today we've seen a little bit of variability in stock market performance. The Shanghai A shares were a little bit softer, and they've been unwinding a little bit of an overbought condition. But rather than becoming a little bit antsy about that market, it is interesting that the banking sector broke out of what has been a three-week range to hit a new recovery high in here today, and that's really quite important. Something that we see quite a lot, and not just on Wall Street or in Europe, is that when you have a market that's been depressed for quite some time, and then you start to see leadership by the banking sector, then that's really something to pay attention to, because as liquidity providers, banks should do well in a bull market where bull markets tend to thrive on liquidity provision. And bearing that in mind, when one looks at India, the banking sector has moved into a process of consolidation for following some really quite impressive gains. And the Nifty index formed a small downside key reversal in here today. So that is worthy of mention. And of course, the Japanese index, which has had this explosive rally over the last more or less 6-7 weeks, and that has been entirely fueled by the weakness of the yen. Well, the yen was a little bit stronger in here today. It still has, or the dollar still has, a progression of higher reaction lows against the yen. And as long as those remain intact, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And the chances are we've entered a slower process of depreciation for the yen following what had been really quite an accelerated advance out from very, very high levels. But the Topics Banks Index also formed a small downside key reversal in here today. Now, follow through on a key reversal would suggest that we have moved into perhaps a pause and consolidation for what has been really very impressive gains for some of these indices. When we look at Europe, I suppose staying with Asia for a moment, the Malaysian market, which had that downward dynamic yesterday, finished way off its lows in here today. And there remains a bit of anxiety about the outcome of an election which is yet to be called, but will probably be in the first quarter. But there are a number of strengths to the ASEAN region generally, and also to Malaysia as part of that grouping. And even though this is a period of short-term uncertainty, the fact that it pulled back in early trading and closed out the day relatively unchanged to leave a large tail on the candle suggests that we haven't seen a peak of really great significance, but rather that this could be a process of consolidation and that the market could spend some time ranging in this region. Elsewhere in the ASEAN region, we have quite a number of short-term overbought conditions, not least in the Philippines and in Indonesia. So as long as they continue to post new highs, we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. But if they start taking out progressions of higher reaction lows, then the chances are that we'll be back into a reversionary phase where the 200-day moving average is likely to be a touchstone from the perspective of the medium-term uptrends. In Europe today, it was a relatively quiet day. The FTSE was relatively unchanged, and that's another market where the banking sector has been leading to the upside, and this has been really a very impressive rally by the FTSE 350 banking sector, and it's leading the wider market higher. And that's something that we'd seen about a year ago by the S&P 500 banking sector relative to the wider market. When we look at some of the less celebrated markets in Europe, the Dutch market was up in here today, but looks like it's breaking out to the upside from what has been about a six-week range. And the Belgian market looks like it's going to go higher in here as well. In Eastern Europe, the Czech market is worthy of mention because what we've seen in Eastern Europe, and the Polish market has been going largely sideways for the last couple of months, but this has been a process of consolidation following a really quite a powerful advance. And it does look like that some of these Eastern European markets are going to move to positions of outperformance again. In that category, the Turkish market, which hit another new high in here today, does look increasingly susceptible to mean reversion. When we look at Wall Street, the S&P was up by about 6.5 points in here today, and it's approaching the psychological 1500 level, and it's a bit overbought in the very short term. And it wouldn't be so surprising if we see some consolidation in that region of 1500, because it's the type of level where people look at and they say, well, what next? And it's an area where people might be tempted to take some profits. So it wouldn't be surprising if we see a little bit of a pause in this region. But at the moment, what we are presented with by stock markets is quite a powerful liquidity-fueled rally. And the fact that the Japanese have moved so aggressively to devalue their currency is flooding the global market with liquidity. And it's creating the perfect conditions for a carry trade. And the yen is not only a weak currency, but it's a very liquid currency. And it's quite easy for large speculators to source funding in that currency. And they have a central bank guaranteed backstop to any strengthening. So that is also creating the possibility that we could see additional liquidity flows moving into these markets. In the commodity complex, gold was relatively unchanged in here today and is hovering here below the $1,700 area. And if it successfully pushes above that, and there's no reason to believe that it won't, then that will be an additional indication that demand is returning to dominance beyond the very short term. And both platinum and palladium are also worthy of mention, because platinum has been within a $50 range now for about 10 days. And it's held here, and it's still just below the $1,700 area, and it was stronger today by $24. And it does look like it is going to go higher from this from here at present. And both platinum and palladium share relatively similar patterns, and palladium is actually leading to the upside. And the fact that they have moved to positions of outperformance in the precious metal sector is very positive indeed. In the oil market, West Texas Intermediate was stronger by about 60 cents, and it's back up to 96.65 at the close. It has a little bit of a rounding characteristic, and it does look like it is going to move higher from here in the absence of a downward dynamic. And Brent crude is a pretty similar story. And in the soft commodity sector, soybeans were stronger today by 22 cents, and they've also firmed of late. The grains and bean complex had pulled back very sharply at the end of last year, but it has found at least short-term support, and it does look like it is going to move higher from here. And government bonds, where US treasuries are currently sitting just beneath 146, and gilts are at 117, or just a little bit less than that. And we've seen quite a bit of variability in the government bond markets. So while JGBs have rallied rather well in the very short term, and US treasuries have steadied, gilts have not rallied to any meaningful degree, and the Swiss 10-year has been weak and hasn't really rallied at all. And it does look like we're going to see higher yields for both the UK and for Switzerland, whereas the quantitative easing that has been such a feature for the USA and also now for Japan is supporting those prices. And for that reason, it is interesting that Mervyn King was saying today that if it is deemed necessary, the Bank of England is standing ready to add additional liquidity. And that would suggest that they're getting a little bit antsy looking at the possibility that yields could rise from here, and perhaps in a meaningful way. And if we take a step back, we're being presented here, and perhaps the most important thing to think about is that there is a wall of liquidity hitting the market from Japan, and China is doing all it can to support its banking sector and attract liquidity into that market. And the USA is basically still on a quantitative easing footing, and the Bank of England is standing ready to add liquidity. And risk assets generally are outperforming, and this rally that has been with us for since the beginning of the year is still very much intact, and there hasn't really been anything in the way of large downward dynamics to suggest or to really shake the complacency of the bulls in here. So we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, and it's supporting risk assets generally. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.